podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're also here with Matt Service from Environmental Office Solutions. Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
It's good to have you guys here for our first springtime e-cycling. You guys kick butt in the fall.
Yeah, well, we're real excited about to come to the west of the river.
Yeah.
A whole new audience. We did, you know, at some of the other events, some people had crossed the river to bring us stuff. And yeah. So we thought it would be a great idea if we could work it out that we'd like to be here.
Yeah, and 1080 was great to support it, and we're here right in front of 1080 Studios here in 10 Executive Drive. Come on down between 9 and noon today and look for the WTIC signs. You'll see them on the main route here. Come on down 10 Executive Drive, 9 to noon. And, Matt, what are you guys hoping to see in the collection?
Okay, so we're looking for different types of consumer electronics, so laptops, tablets, cell phones, desktops, printers, TVs. We'll take all the old keyboards and mice and cables and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We will not take the large CRT-type monitors.
Yep.
Those we won't take.
Yep. How about batteries, like UPS batteries, any kind of batteries?
Sure.
Like that?
We could take UPS batteries and other types of batteries that might come out of a phone or a laptop, any of that kind of stuff.
Only because lithium batteries, I mean, there's some issues with them, right? And so if you got some old lithium batteries hanging around, you're happy to take them off their hands, right?
Yep, absolutely, and we'll make sure they're handled properly. We do have a process that does that. Mm-hmm. We are something called R2 certified, which is a global certification about recycling of electronics.
Mm-hmm.
We've been certified since 2012, so a long time.
Yeah.
And so everything that comes in here today, we make sure it gets handled properly.
Yep.
And certainly we encourage people to wipe any data prior to bringing it to us, mm-hmm. but we'll still make sure that it's handled properly and securely. Everything goes into locked areas at our facility, and
yep.
and so we make sure it's handled properly.
You take care of that wiping if it's not done, or you have a process.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
So when it comes to e-cycling, Matt, you've been doing it since 2012. How much are we keeping out of the landfills by doing this?
A much smaller percentage than people think.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, we do keep a tremendous amount out,
yep.
from, you know, a tonnage or pounds, but And, you know, in the U.S., we do a decent job. But when you compare that to how much there is,
yeah.
it's probably about 20% that gets recycled.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So we could do better. And so
yeah.
if you want to do something for the planet and not have it end up in a landfill and actually maybe get reutilized in some cases.
Absolutely. I mean, our goal with the stuff that we handle is we always try for reuse mm-hmm. and extending the life of the product.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, throwing it into a shredder and just trying to get out the raw materials. Now, that's
right.
still good that we can get, you know, raw materials out.
Yeah.
There was a segment on the Today Show about a week and a half ago about the largest electronic shredding operation in the U.S., and this company shreds between 200,000 and 300,000 pounds a day. So when you think about that, you know, that's an incredible amount. And,
yeah.
and a lot of that is you know, older printers, computers, laptops, all that kind of stuff. It's all – that's the kind of stuff that they're shredding, mm-hmm. trying to get the precious metals and the resources out of it.
Right.
Because they're in – you know, it's in short supply you know, it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing these days. Right now we're seeing huge shortages for RAM, hard drives, for new equipment. And so do you guys have a new market possibly where you can take this now and build and remanufacture when you shred? Does it go back into the ability to put it back together? Like, you know, you think about aluminum can recycling. Is there ways to actually do that now with processors and chips? Is that happening? Silicon?
Well, I mean, there are people that are processing that for us downstream. We don't do that in our facility.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's the materials that come out, the boards, the RAM, even in a secondary market, the RAM is outrageously priced now in a secondary market. If it's tested and tested
certified.
Good and it's the right type of RAM,
yep.
you know, for in the new devices. Yes, it's the used RAM is going up in price like crazy because there is such a shortage of the new stuff.
The new stuff is quintupled in price.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we are looking at upgrading some equipment in our office for our internal use.
Right.
And something that 5 years ago we paid $15,000 for, our last quote was $48,000.
Right. That's
in 5 years.
Wait.
Yes. Yes, we're going to extend the life of our current equipment as much as we can.
Yeah, we're doing that a lot for our clients. It's a mess right now. And the thing is, data centers is the reason.
Yep.
Supposedly. I always take this stuff with a grain of salt, but because we're not sure how many data centers are actually being built. But they say that's the reason. All the hard drives have been already allocated. You know, these companies have already purchased everything. So all the stuff that would be available for the rest of us is all being sucked up by these data centers. And so now we're dealing with it. So we're here till noon. So come on down, guys. We're west of the river, as Matt said. So if getting across the river to East Hartford in the fall was too much for you, 70-plus cars came by last time.
Yep.
Feel free to come on down west of the river right here at 1080 Studios. Just look for the WTIC signs. And right here in the parking lot, and Matt and his crew are raring to go to collect your used, you know, workstations and cell phones and ink cartridges, right? You're still doing a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Ink and toner. We handle hundreds, you know, 100,000 ink or toner cartridges. Possible and extending the life of that stuff, too. So bring it down. People don't even have to get out of your car. You pull around the circle. We have a crew here to unload your car for you.
Yeah.
Just open the trunk or the hatch, and we'll take it from there.
And it stays out of your landfill, you know, doing something right, and maybe now the e-cycling business, are you looking to get into any other types of e-cycling? We know the state of Connecticut can't figure out how to recycle the aluminum cans, right? A nickel went to a dime, and now everybody in the other states are costing us money. So they didn't understand that. Is there anything that you're working on here in the e-cycling world that would be something we are not aware of, some other type of electronic e-cycling?
Well, not just electronics, but a huge market now that will be available, and it is currently a huge market, is solar panels.
Ah.
Oh.
There we go. Wait. Yeah. Those things fail and need to get replaced.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about the solar market, I mean, I have solar panels on our house. We've had them for 13 years.
Uh-huh.
The normal lifetime is about 20.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't call us exactly an early adopter at my house. So,
right.
You know, there's a lot of them that are coming out of the market, and it's going to be a huge issue.
So are you seeing less production from your 13-year-old panels?
There has been some degradation in it, and this winter was a struggle with all the snow, so we got much less production because of all the snow. But, yeah, I mean, we're not getting the same amount that we were contracted for when we first purchased the system.
Gotcha. So are you looking to get in that business, possibly, of recycling solar panels?
Potentially. You know, it's there's some processes that are involved. It's been, up to this point, it's been very manual. There are some equipment being developed that will basically separate the panels and help that process, but it's not a small investment to do that kind of stuff. You know, there might be equipment that we could buy to automate everything, but we're talking, you know, millions of dollars.
Ooh. Gotcha. So you better have a good return. Do you think I hate to say it, do you think that's going to be subsidized in order to make it make sense, like all this stuff is, where it doesn't actually make sense?
Well, you know, there's the I think it's called the EPR laws that are going on, where it's big in Canada.
Yeah.
You go buy a TV in Canada, you pay a deposit.
There it is.
And then when then there are certain people within Canada that are certified and have to accept it.
Yeah.
And then they get paid out of this fund.
Right.
Just like the can deposit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's getting more pervasive in a lot of different states, and I think we're going to see it come to happen in Connecticut.
So imagine the math where the actual panel, the actual cost to give it back is 10% of the cost of the panel.
Yeah.
You need to really generate some electricity with that thing. But that would make some sense, right? I know that, again, just dedicated, I'm so crazy about this e-cycling bill with the bottles and cans, where it's actually going to cost us more money now, because it used to be that only 50% were recycled.
Right.
And the rest of it go in the state coffers. Technically, we would lower our taxes technically by not recycling your can.
Right.
Now everyone's coming in and bringing them in. So if you have this ability with the solar panels, you know, that'd be a great way to have it covered by the actual consumer and not the rest of us.
Well, yeah, and it would be, people would have to accept that that's the responsible thing that they're doing,
right?
And then hopefully they're going to remember that 6 or 7 years down the road, when it's time to get rid of the TV, that they paid, that they already paid to get it recycled,
right?
And they'll take it to the right place to get it recycled.
That's a good point, right? Because if they don't do that, then that the recycling company doesn't get any benefit from it.
Correct. And the state keeps the money again.
which is what they're hoping for. Well, we don't want that to happen today, so come on down today between now and noon, and Matt and his crew from Environmental Office Solutions will responsibly recycle your e-waste. I know you've got it in your we've all got it, right? How many companies have the boneyards or computers? I mean, 1080 is moving some stuff out of here like crazy right now. You've got all sorts of companies that are trying to get rid of their old e-cycling. I know our client base, we're doing it with you already.
Yep.
To make sure that you don't have all this stuff sitting around. So bring it on down.
Yeah, I mean, we do it for companies. We have a lot of schools and universities and colleges and people that are, you know, in this economy.
Yeah.
There's been some offices shutting down, and companies are calling us and saying, okay, we're doing a clean out.
Yep.
And can you come by and get the stuff? And so we're out in the market and doing this stuff all the time. And this is our chance to reach out to the consumers and users who have it sitting in their junk drawer in their kitchen.
And you said you've been certified since 2012, but you guys have been around longer than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're in our 30th year.
Nice.
So we've been doing this a while.
Well, we appreciate it, Matt. So come on down, guys. Matt and his crew will be here. The banging you hear are actually computers exiting the building.
Yeah, I'm watching it go by. This is great stuff.
So come on by and get your stuff e-cycled responsibly from Environmental Office Solutions. We're here from 9 to noon, 10 Executive Drive, Farmington, west of the river. So you didn't have to even go across the bridge. Come on down and get them e-cycled responsibly here over at WTIC. Look for the WTIC signs. You can't miss us. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Days from now.
Yeah, that's.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Carolyn, she's the best. We're here till noon collecting your e-cycling. And yes, I got the streams going. I hit the wrong button. It's my fault. But the streams are running. You can see the e-cycling that we're trying to get done here. So feel free to come on down and get your equipment e-cycled responsibly. Computers, cell phones. We got folks coming by. We appreciate them doing it. And coming on this side of the river to get rid of their e-cycling. But we will take your calls too. So we'll take your computer technology calls. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we've got, I think it's Don with a question, right? Morning, Don. Don, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. What's your question?
Okay, this is a question about I was on Windows 10.
Yep.
And the computer wouldn't hold or handle Windows 11, so I got a new computer, Windows 11, and I never had this problem with Windows 10. But what I'm getting is a lot of ads. A lot of ads are coming onto the screen.
Ads, okay, yeah. Long.
And I did hear about some software through, I guess, through Microsoft. It's called uBlock Origin.
Yep.
Yes.
And I've got Edge. Edge is the browser. uBlock Origin. I'm just at this point trying to get some ideas how to stop ads. And I thought I'd start with you first.
But what do you think there, Dennis? uBlock Origin is a good option?
uBlock Origin is, as far as I'm concerned, the standard for ad blocking extensions.
Yep.
It does a really nice job generally, and it's configurable if you need it. The other alternative for you would be to use a browser that has built-in ad blocking, which might be Brave.
I love Brave.
And just make that your default browser.
Yep.
It has the same platform as Edge because it's a Chromium browser, which is also Chrome, Edge.
They all are.
And Brave and I think Vivaldi and Opera are all Chromium based. But that's an idea. Oh, and Vivaldi too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vivaldi has its own built-in ad blocking.
Yeah. So plenty of options there for you, Don, and definitely worth trying.
Yeah, Brave. How do you get Brave? How do you spell Brave?
Brave, like Home of the Brave.
We'll post a link to Brave,
yeah,
too.
We'll put a link up there for you. It's got a nice...
And we'll post a link to the U-Block Origin also.
Over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works.
And on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
You said Brave, and then B-R-A-V-E. And then you said another one. What was the other one?
Vivaldi, he mentioned.
Vivaldi.
Yeah, we'll put a link to that as
well. We can link that. We'll link them all.
Yeah.
So just go to ComputerTalkWithTab.
Yep, go to ComputerTalkWithTab.com. You're kind of breaking up on your phone there. But, yeah, ComputerTalkWithTab.com should have the links for you. We'll put them up there now.
Okay, those are... All right. About all you can do. Is that about all you can do?
That's all you can do. I mean, internet is built on ads. It's full of ads.
It drives the boat. You got to kind of have to live with it.
Yeah.
Or work around it, which is what we're doing.
I never had this with Windows 10. The first time I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. This something not necessarily new to Windows 11, but is it pretty widespread?
Not that I know of. It most likely is your browser and nothing to do with the operating system.
Yeah, I would think so.
Could you spell the other one, Vivaldi?
Vivaldi. V-I-V-A-L-D-I. But we'll post a link too.
Yeah, we'll post it.
Don't try to search it.
We don't want you to some dark corner of the internet and get yourself in trouble. We don't want that.
No, just try it. I feel better. Okay, Brave and Vivaldi.
Yep.
Okay, on the website. Okay.
Yep, it'll be there for you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Don. So, yeah, it's an issue. Every time I go to the New York Post, they're like, you're gonna allow ads or you're going to keep doing this without supporting us? I'm like, I'm not supporting you. I'm just looking at your news. I feel bad every time. But feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're here till 11, but the e-cycling will go till noon today. 9 to noon, we'll be taking care of all your e-cycling needs. So computers, laptops, batteries, LCD monitors, ink cartridges. Environmental Office Solutions is here, and they'll give you an easy way over here on the west side of the river to collect your data. Not your data, but your equipment. They'll take care of your data properly.
Right.
Freudian slip. So definitely get down here, and we'll take care of that e-cycling so it doesn't end up in a landfill, right? As Matt said earlier, only around 20% of the stuff is e-cycled, so the rest of it is literally rotting in a landfill. And this stuff is expensive, and if we get better and better at recycling it and e-cycling it, and now with the pricing going where it's going, quintupling, whole industries could be popping up as far as how this equipment gets reused and repurposed. Generally, it's probably still pretty good. So come on down. 10 Executive Drive. We're coming down right in front of WTIC Studios. Dennis and I are sitting down here. Joey the Beard is here, too, running the show. And thank you last week for running the program.
It was a blast.
It was good times.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
I don't know how
my
listeners felt about it, but you're welcome. That sounds like, Eric, you can have a day off. Tisha's going to, like, put you in a closet somewhere and beat you with a sock.
Yeah,
I'm like, take the day off. Me and Dennis, we'll try not to sink
the
ship.
We got you covered.
We appreciate it. Our last day in the free
Don't know if we helped
Florida.
Anyone, but we sure had a good time doing it.
I'm sure you did. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842 is the number. But then please grab whatever you got for e-cycling you want to get rid of. Come on down here to 10 Executive Drive, and we will responsibly recycle it using Environmental Office Solutions. They've been doing it for 30-plus years, and they know what they're doing, and they do this for all sorts of organizations. So,
and you weren't listening, so the offer still stands.
Yeah.
Dennis wants to see a first-gen iPod.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to see a TiVo.
Oh, a TiVo.
Yes.
I used to have a couple of those.
I want to see someone bringing in a TiVo, and Dennis wants a first-gen iPod.
All yeah. Right.
I have some swag if someone brings, I can give them a water bottle, some chapstick or something. So let's see those. Bring them in,
right.
People.
All right. Let's get the old stuff right. Down here. We'd love to see it. So come on in. The lines are starting to come through with these cars. We appreciate it. It's in and out. Just not a hassle here. The folks from Environmental Office will take it right out of your car for you, and They have a bet going when it comes to how many cars are going to come through. We had 70-plus cars in the fall e-cycling, our second or third e-cycling we did in the fall. This is our first in the spring. So we want to see what we can do here on west of the river, and we appreciate it. So come on down, 10 Executive Drive, get your stuff e-cycled. We'll be right back after the
Yeah.
compost infraction.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
All right, so I love that. It's perfect for our e-cycling event. Yes, yep. They were cheating, but we won't hold it against them, I guess. But that commercial is so funny. But come on down, you guys can before the green police get you. Because I mean, come on, that was an old commercial, but it's probably not too far away where the green police are going to get you. Let's get your e-cycle before they come and get you. Come on down here, 10 Executive Drive, WTIC, and drop off your equipment so that we can responsibly recycle it, get it either repurposed or recycled so that it doesn't end up in a landfill. And we're here till noon, and the folks from Environmental Office are geared up. They have a whole crew here. And oh, it's yeah. Easy in, easy out. 10 Executive Drive, Farmington. You look for the WTIC signs. Just come down and drop. It's pull right in front. They'll take it right out of your trunk for you. So it's like literally valet e-cycling service.
Yeah, it's right? Beautiful service.
So we're going to go to your calls, 860-522-9842. Carolyn, do we have any calls? I should have asked you before we came back.
We do not.
We don't. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. As we wait for your calls, we've got plenty of news to talk
tons,
about.
Tons, of course.
This one cracked me up. So this is a story about an AI agent. It's a startup company that decided to use this AI agent, and it's called Cursor. And it's running Anthropic's Claude. Right, Claude's mm-hmm. in the news a lot these days. Then
Claude seems to be everywhere. Now.
Yeah.
It used to be ChatGPT. Now it's Claude.
only because the government said no Claude. And all of a sudden they make
Claude isn't news. Vicious enough for the Pentagon.
Exactly. Exactly. But in this case, it was pretty vicious to this guy's database.
Oh, yes. Was it ever.
So basically, they've got agentic AI running, which is supposed to do things as for you and, of course, improve productivity and what have you. And the AI in this case, in order to solve an issue, decided to delete the database of the company, the entire database. In 9 seconds, it decided to do this rather than solve the issue, right? It's the craziest story, and then of course it even when the owner of the company asks it why, it even uses like an F-bomb to explain why it did it. So it's a very bizarre agent, and the thing about this is if AI is so smart to do this, and you're so smart to use AI, why would you not have a backup of your database going back shorter time than 3 months? Because the dingling that put in this AI's backup had to go back 3 months to reconstitute all the stuff that the AI destroyed. So it's kind of like, I don't know what it is. You're so sharp to use AI in your business.
Yeah.
But you're not sharp enough to back it up.
To back it up properly.
Have you listened to the show for 30 years?
Yeah. I mean, you not only have backups that go back further, but have another backup in another location that is independent of everything else so that you can always recover it no matter what you do.
They're doing every person that worked for the company. This company had to do with something with car rentals and some sort of calendaring system.
Right.
So they had to go back manually and piece it back together for all their customers. And they had all these humans, of course, having to do all this emergency work because it was deleted and their backups were so bad. So moral of the story, know what to do with your AI. Actually, make sure you understand the guardrails, or if there are any guardrails, don't allow that kind of level of security for the AI to have that ability to delete. I don't have the ability to delete something like that at Tab. Nobody
would.
Least privilege, right? Privilege. You shouldn't be able to delete this kind of stuff. You shouldn't have the power to do this kind of stuff. And allowing the AI to do it is just cuckoo. And understand what you've got there. Some of these tools, and of course, Claude is, you know, those folks dealing with Cursor, I guess, are kind of confused as to how the agent did that.
Right.
So it clearly is not ready for prime time. But we'll have a story here, and you can see, you know, we hear all these stories about people losing their jobs to AI, and then I give you this story. It just doesn't juxtapose for me. Is it truly the case that AI is so smart it's replacing humans, but so stupid to do this?
Well, apparently, yes.
Right. My point is, I got a feeling it's not necessarily AI replacing people. I think it's more just companies downsizing.
Well, yes, I think there's a lot of that, and yeah, they're using AI as the excuse.
I think so. But we'll put this link up here for you. 9 seconds gone. By the way, make sure you back up your data.
Definitely.
Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Carolyn will tell us if there's a call, but we don't, because we can't see the call board, so she'll let us know in our ears when somebody comes through. Dennis, do you have anything else you want to bring up?
I do. I have a story about leaking of medical information, people's personal medical information. This is happened because of dental practice software, where it was allowing different people to be able to get, like, your data
out
of their portal. Yeah.
Wow.
By using an alternative URL, shall I say.
Gotcha.
It in other words, it's not a breach, but a leak of data.
So if you change the number in the URL.
Yeah, you could get somebody else's information.
See, that's an issue, too, with the websites. That often is an issue.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more common than people are even aware of. And yeah, something you got to keep an eye out on.
When you're designing your website, make sure you're paying attention to that. So we do have a call, Carolyn Tsang. Who do we got, Carolyn? Oh, she's not there?
Carolyn. Where did she go?
All right. Hey, Steven. What's going on from Southington?
Hi. So hey. I was wondering about when it comes to computer programming, it always comes down to a single writer of the program, and then you go, well, the program is only as good as the writer who wrote it.
Right.
And is that what happens with AI? And so AI, it's not an individual thing. So there's upgraded versions of it now, and it's like, there seems to be multiple versions of it. Is that what's going on?
Well, AI is still in its infancy, and AI is able to access a lot of data, right? So they're able to, it's able to look at all sorts of different coding and actually create code for you based on your prompting. So what's going on is that, as most things with technology, it's being rushed to the market before it's ready. Mm-hmm. All the security issues that Dennis and I deal with our client base has to do with the fact that Windows makes it easy to access everything.
Right.
And in the old days, everyone was admin. Everyone had full access to everything, and nobody really paid attention to security. And so 40 years later, we're dealing now with the fact that we haven't learned that lesson, and AI is something new and unregulated, and that's the mail truck, if you can hear that. We're outside live. But basically, you're dealing with the fact that the AI is brand new, rushed to market, here we are, and people are putting it in place, and it's just not ready for prime time. So I really think that's what's happening, Stephen. It's just typical technology being pushed out before it's ready.
Is it fair to ask that, like, 10 or 15 years later, it'll be a whole different thing?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
10 or 15 years later, it'll be running the planet for us. Hopefully. Hopefully, well. Hopefully, it'll be running it better than actual intelligence. The artificial intelligence might be better than actual intelligence. So we'll see. I have hope. I think it will be great in the end, as long as there is no end.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound great.
But I think it's...
I want to be optimistic, too, and I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I'm generally a skeptic and pessimist when it comes to some of these things, but I've only seen how the sausage is made for so long. But I do think...
What is that whole new currency thing, the e-currency thing, what's it called?
Digital currency?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most
cryptocurrency.
Well, there's crypto, but there's also digital, right? So, I mean, like if you do a credit card, it's still digital currency.
No, the crypto thing.
Oh, the crypto thing. Yeah. That's a mess.
Yeah, that's just a mess right from get-go.
Yeah. We think...
So 10 or 15 years from now, maybe it'll be solved.
Well, I think 10 or 15 years from now, it'll be gone. That's my picture. Because mm-hmm. if you look at the non-fungible,
yeah,
what happened to those?
Yeah, who is now buying non-fungible tokens?
Right.
I dare you to find anybody that owns one and, that is willing to say
right.
it.
And anybody can make a cryptocurrency. So I think that's really fool's gold. So I really think that's going to be something that's going to go away.
I'm going to walk around with my Monopoly money and just leave it at that.
That's the way it goes, Stephen.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for checking
in. Day.
You too.
Bye.
So we're going to be here till noon. Feel free to come on down with your e-cycling. All right? There's a bet as to how many cars. We brought in 70 cars in the fall, and we're looking to beat that. That's how we're measuring success.
Okay.
We're going to – hope you guys come down, bring your recycling, old batteries, lithium batteries, cell phones, printers, ink cartridges, laptops you're looking to get rid of and responsibly recycle. Environmental Office Solutions is here with their crew till noon. Of course, we're broadcasting live till 11. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll step out for a quick break and then get back to your calls. We'll be right back. Yes, May the 4th is coming, but it is not.
It is.
Not yet today. Monday, right?
Monday is the day.
All right. But feel free to come on down today for
Cinco de Mayo
event.
On a Taco Tuesday.
Perfect.
I'm not excited. Who's excited? You're excited? I'm not excited.
We love it, Joey. Feel free to come on down. 860-522-9842 is the number for any kind of technology calls you want to have during our show while we're sitting outside WTIC studios in the parking lot with Environmental Office Solutions here to collect your e-cycling.
And, you know, I was thinking one thing a lot of parents probably have
yeah.
is all those old Kindles kicking around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That, you know, stopped getting firmware updates and they became useless.
Yeah.
A lot of FCC firewalls that you can no longer use. Or FTC, I should say. Is it FTC? Yeah, I think it's FTC. It's,
old Chromebooks.
Yeah.
Those, yeah. Where's all the... I'm sure everyone's got that stuff kicking. Start the spring cleaning early.
Yeah, bring it down, get rid of it responsibly. And here's another gentleman coming down to take advantage of the service. We're here till noon. And we want to get this stuff out of the landfill, keep it out of the landfill. This is our first spring collection, and west of the river, Farmington, Connecticut.
It's a fashionable spring collection.
10 Executive Drive, yep. And come on down, and we will do our best to e-cycle your equipment for you responsibly. They'll even take it out of your car for you. So any electronic devices except the old cathode ray tubed TVs, they will not accept that.
And here go some rack mount servers and some desktops.
Lots of stuff coming out of here. So look for the WTIC signs, and very easy to come on down, and very easy to have your stuff e-cycled for you. But as we wait for your calls, 860-522-9842, a little more AI information, which is kind of interesting. So Microsoft is now allowing admins, isn't this nice of them, Dennis, to uninstall Copilot.
So what you're telling me is that admins can actually administer computers and decide what's on them.
I am telling you that.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
They actually let you do with your computer what you want to do with it.
Sort of, yeah. You have to be on the enterprise level of operating system.
Oh,
and,
of course. Which is, just a whole lot of extra money for very little benefit.
Correct. But here is the key. They're letting you uninstall Copilot. I wonder why. So, again, the issue when it comes to AI and your intellectual property as a business is your workers may be trying to figure out ways to improve their performance at their jobs, which is great.
I want to know if you ask Copilot how to uninstall Copilot, if they'll give you the answer.
We're taking hard drives, Carolyn.
Oh, yeah. And they will be securely recycled.
Yep. But yeah, if the AI asks AI how to install itself, it becomes in sort of infinite loop and it just blows up like a Star Trek episode.
Oh, darn.
But yeah, you can uninstall Copilot. Now, again, you got to ask yourself why. Again, this IP is an issue, right? Intellectual property, business rights in their property. You just can't allow AI to ingest it all so that I can go ahead and search it all, right? So companies have to come up with policies. Most companies haven't even come up with internet use policies yet. Let alone AI policies. So you need to make sure you've explained to your people what they can and cannot do with the AI technology and what it can and cannot ingest, because it could be ingesting stuff that shouldn't be ingested so that it could be used by others.
Right.
And so Microsoft now is letting you go ahead and uninstall Copilot. So that's an important thing to consider, because, and it's something that you should realize that's happening. And, again, you ask why. It has purely to do with data protection.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to bring up there, Dennis?
I want to bring up another issue that's kind of in the news. There are a couple of ransomware negotiators.
Yeah.
And that is a real job that some people really have.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
we've
what
had
they're,
to use them.
Yeah, and
for our customers. Yeah.
What they're supposed to do is negotiate with the ransomware fiends and rescue your data at minimal cost.
Right.
Well, it turns out that a couple of them were actually taking some of the ransoms that they were negotiating for themselves, and now they're going to prison.
Right, because let's say the ransom of the negotiation was for $100,000. They'd make it $110,000.
They'd make it $110,000, keep the $10,000, and
pay. It's a little finder's fee. Didn't that happen with the state? Some guy in the state trying to do some stuff like that that's being tried right now. Oh well, I digress. So they're going to jail for not enough time, only 4 years. I found that kind of light.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is usually for any kind of white collar crime. Mm. The even though we're talking a lot of money, the penalty is just really never that steep.
We had picked up a client who had already gone through this type of thing with a ransomware. We picked them up after they went through it, and they told us the story. And basically, when they were dealing with the negotiators, because they had let the bad guys in, the bad guys had encrypted everything on their system, and even their backups. They had no offsite backups, so they literally had no way to recover other than paying the ransom. And they had dealt with the negotiator, and of course, when they went to the bank, their own bank, to get the money to pay the ransom, the bank said, no, we can't allow you to do this. You're participating in a crime. The FBI even got involved and wouldn't let them go ahead and pay the ransom. And they're like, well, we'll be out of business if we can't pay the ransom. So I guess eventually they allowed them to pay the ransom so they could be decrypted. But they had to use a ransom negotiator. That is a thing. It's a big deal. And obviously you need a scrupulous ransom negotiator. So we do have a call from, I think Carolyn told me, June from Farmington. John from Farmington. Joe.
looking for him.
Joe, you there?
Uh-oh. Close enough. Yes, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Sure. What can we do for you, sir?
Just a quick question. I've got some old laptops. My mom's old one. I don't even know if they would power up anymore. What I'm worried about is the data on them. If someone more technologically advanced than me can maybe figure out how to turn them on, does EAS shred the hard drives? Do I have to worry about anything, any data getting stolen?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about any data getting out. They handle that responsibly. If you want to be sure, you could always take the drives out yourself. And send them without the drives when you stop by. That is a way to do to make sure your data is protected. But they will take care of it in response. They'll make sure the data is not going to get out to anybody, and they'll wipe it and either reformat the machine and make it so that they can actually reuse it, or they will shred it.
Okay, I don't know. I've never taken a hard drive out of a laptop or a computer desktop. So. Probably simple four screws or something.
Yeah, it's four screws. You know, it's really pretty simple. I mean, if Dennis and I can do it, anybody can. I can barely change my oil, so actually I can't. So if we can do it, anybody can do it.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Great service. Unfortunately, I can't get there today, but the next one I will get to.
Sounds good. We'll see you next one.
Excellent.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye bye. Yeah, these guys will take care of your stuff. So hard drives, lithium batteries, cell phones, ink cartridges, printers, LCD TVs, they will take care of your getting your stuff e-cycled.
Yep, and it's all the data is handled securely.
Yeah.
And either the electronics themselves will be destroyed or it'll be cleaned and repurposed.
Yep, so come on down and over here at 10 Executive Drive. Joy, what's that sound?
Yeah. It
sounds like we're underwater. Oh, it's the caller? Oh, there you go. That's okay. Come on, Carolyn. There we go. we'll take care of your e-cycling responsibly. 10 Executive Drive, Farmington. Come on down. Look for the WTIC signs. Easy to find the place. We're right out front. We're out here in front of the studios. And you just come on in, go through the little turnabout here, and the folks from Environmental Office will take your e-cycling off your hands. We're here till noon. Show's going to be here till 11. But we want to have you guys bring your stuff down here now. We made it easy for you by coming across the river and through the woods to pick up your recycling for you. Anything you want to bring up, Dennis, before we go to a break?
Well, we got another story about cPanel, which is software that actually manages websites.
Yeah.
This is software that is run by web hosting companies that... Then it becomes the platform that many different websites are built on for mm-hmm. you, typically for small businesses or maybe for a town or something like that.
Yeah.
But it turns out that there is a exploit available in the cPanel software that does this hosting and manages the sites.
Yeah.
That can allow hackers to take over those sites, take over their cPanel implementation.
Okay.
And that is devastating because you can, depending on what you're buying and what you're doing with it, mm-hmm. you can have a lot of your business on this and potentially have it taken over. Now, the company that makes cPanel has, you know, found the problem and they've released patch information. But depending on who's hosting the site for you, whoever you're paying the bill to for your cloud storage that's running it, they've got to implement that patch.
Right.
And for all we know, not everybody has done it yet. If you're talking about one of the bigger players like GoDaddy, they've already got that patched.
Okay. So the bigger players are probably good.
It's the smaller companies that you got to be concerned about. But it's a potentially devastating exploit.
Pretty common when it comes to our business.
But the thing is, I mean, when I talk about cPanel.
Yeah.
I mean, not many people even know what it is, what it does.
Right.
But it underpins a lot of websites.
It does.
Millions of them around the world. Millions.
Let's hope they get it all patched there, Dennis. So we've got 1 hour under our belts, another hour to go, but we'll be here till noon collecting your e-waste. And the folks from Environmental Office are excited to take it off your hands. So come on down, 10 Executive Drive, WTIC Studios. How often do you get to see the beard, too? Joey's here. And say hello and drop off your e-cycling right here, and we'll pick it up and take care of it responsibly with Environmental Office Solutions. And we do appreciate you doing it. This is our first spring show west of the river. Mm-hmm. So come on, everybody, west of the river. You guys are that good at keeping your house clean when it comes to electronic equipment. Good for you, but we're here if you haven't. We'll be right back.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With